Yes, indeed, it was a spiritual warfare that Gideon was engaged in here. I think it's the truth of Ephesians. Not fighting against flesh and blood in that sense, but against spiritual powers. There was the wickedness of the Midianites. And definitely he was there in battle to secure something for the people of God. And certainly he was a mighty man of valor.
Well, God doesn't consider things the way we consider things. And I think that's the real trick here. I don't think Gideon would have considered himself fighting.
No,
doing
no he did
Gideon
not
was getting himself some breakfast. Mm-hmm. But what we do for God and the way God sees them, that's what's important. Mm-hmm. I could sit here and I could speak for a half an hour on something and say absolutely nothing, and God won't consider it at all. Mm-hmm. I could say two words, and how God considers them, two words, mm-hmm. could be wonderful. Mm-hmm. What I do, my motives are what's important. Gideon's motives was, I'm going to feed myself, I'm going to feed those around me, I'm going to feed off God, I'm going to serve. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit by, I'm not going to go over to the Midianites and get food from them. I'm just going to serve. Mm-hmm. That's what God's, that's important to God. My motives. What am I doing?
I wonder if in verse 12, we have heard the Lord say this to us. The Lord is with thee. I think again of what Emil has said. If I leave this conference with the sense that when I'm securing something for him, he will be with me. It won't be my strength, it will be his strength. It will be the treasure in earthen vessels that we have that's not visible to men. But the Lord would come along and say to each young person in this room, I'm with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you to stand. I will give you what is needed for the pathway that I've put you in. I didn't put you in Gideon's day. I brought you all the way up to the days of 2 Timothy. But they're characterized just the same. Men are doing what they think is right. And the Lord is saying, John, I'll be with you. I'll help you. I'll support you. You can depend upon me. I will be with thee. The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Now Gideon had some questions. And the Lord helps to adjust Gideon in his way of thinking. Do not all of us need our way of thinking adjusted? Don't we have to come back and really have these thoughts that I had about something put in the context of Scripture? And adjusted and turned around so that I could see them from God's point of view. That's what I need. Gideon was not able to see things from God's point of view. He was looking from his point of view. His focus was on difficulties. Well, that sounds familiar. I'm often the same way. Instead of looking at what God is doing, I'm looking at what I perceive the problems to be. Do you know what happens then? I always come up with a conclusion, and young people, it's always wrong. Every time that I try to evaluate the circumstances I see from my point of view, I'll find that they have that in common. I'm always going to be wrong. Gideon says unto him, O my Lord, and there's that little word, if the Lord be with us, why? Then is all this befallen us? And where are his miracles which our fathers told us of? Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now hath forsaken us. Now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Well, Gideon is saying, Lord, don't you realize everything is lost? Don't you realize there's no hope in this situation? I'm looking for miracles. I'm looking for these great things. And the Lord says, Gideon, my child, slow down. Slow down and come back and let me lead you.
I believe there's a beautiful character in Gideon that we see here. And really, what was said earlier, and that he was listening to, he had heard the prophet. And now the Lord says to him, the angel of the Lord says to him in verse 12, the Lord is with thee. And he says that to him in the singular form.
That's right.
He's speaking to him as an individual. But the fruit of the prophet in speaking to the children of Israel with regards to why all of this had happened to them, you can see in Gideon's response. Even though that little word if is there, which you spoke about, Chuck, the little word of disbelief, if you will, but Gideon does respond, and he says, if the Lord is not with us, and that's plural. So there's an important characteristic here, in that Gideon is identifying with the people, and he's not alone. He's not now taking this on from the Lord as an individual, but because he's been feeding on Christ and realizes that these are the people of God, his response is us, not me. Okay? So his response that the Lord be not with us, why then has all this befallen us? Okay, and there's two more times, as Father's told us and so on, bring us. There's the identification with the people of God and their needs. And so I would call this, then, an exercised heart.
I was thinking that there isn't anything wrong with trying to determine what God is doing in your life. Israel, they were a people that were marked out by God for blessing. The prophet had reminded them that God had delivered them by a great and powerful hand from Egypt. And Gideon is looking around him and saying, look what ruin has come upon this marked out people. You say that God is with us? God is with me? Well, where's the real evidence? And young people, this can happen to us today. I'm sure as we've gone through some of the difficulties in the assemblies worldwide, we say to ourselves, what is happening to us? And it's really that God wants to show us that when we are disobedient, that God will deliver us. You want that thing? Go ahead. You want earthly things? You want to think you're someone? Go ahead. And so he had to show to Gideon that God, the purposes of God will always go through. But God sometimes allows a parenthetical. He allows us to go that he might train us so that when we come back to the path, we would be more obedient. So Gideon says, you with us? I mean, we heard this from our fathers. But you see, what God is going to do, God is not going to just allow you to live on the memory of the brethren from 100 years ago or even 50 years ago. God was going to show Gideon that he was with Gideon and the children of Israel. God is going to prove to you young people today in the lives that you live, this period, that God is the same God that brought the brethren out of the systems. He's the same God that attracted your parents, that attract our hearts. But God wants you to prove him. He wants you to ask these same kind of questions. And you know what the answer is going to come back? Listen, God is with you. But you, if you trust and obey, and I love that song, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
I wonder if I could bring...